The Baby Lambs podcast may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. Welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast.
Happy Sunday.
Yeah, happy Sunday. What an exciting Sunday indeed to be here with you guys. For those of you just joining us, welcome to the Baby Lambs podcast. This is Lisette.
This is Ashley.
And we are two 30-something-year-olds from South Florida who like to play a bunch of games. And one of the games that we like to play
is life.
We do definitely play life hard. But we like to play games. We like to talk a lot about pop culture, what's going on in the media, that kind of stuff. If you listened to us before, then you know what we're all about. But today is a special day. Why is it a special day?
Because it's Palm Sunday.
It is. Merry Christmas.
Technically, yeah, in a way. But what it really is, as you can see in our title down below, is the Starstruck finale. We get to find Jake Morgan's killer.
Finally. Justice will be served for poor Jake Morgan. If you have no idea what we're talking about, so we play a game called Hunt a Killer. It is a subscription box service, which is a lot of fun. It's a great way to spend some time with your family or friends. It's a periodically submitted like subscription box story. Each season comes in individual boxes that come like once a month, and it continues the same story. And at the end, you get to, you know, using all of your deductive reasoning, you get cool evidence, you get like a website you get to play with. You can ultimately find and discover who was the fictional killer in the story.
And the best part about it, outside of like feeling like, yes, I could be a detective, is that like proceeds from these boxes go to the Cold Case Foundation, which helps find like the real murderers of like actual homicides and helps families get some type of closure. So, you know, you get to like feel good about yourself times two.
For sure. And you also get like a bunch of weird things in the box.
Like one lace glove, a pair of socks, pins,
beanies,
frames.
We got some frames.
Notebooks or no, and notepads, pens. They all have, like, each season has their own playlist, which I love.
Yeah.
That's my kind of nerd shit.
And this season was all about a fictional 2000s boy band.
And as 30-somethings, we absolutely love a good boy band.
Oh, absolutely. It had great songs on it, too. And they curate that playlist for you so you can enjoy it while you play it. Obviously, we can't play it for you guys because, you know, royalties.
Yeah.
But you will be with us today as we're going to read through all of the stuff. There will be spoilers here. Yes. Because we're going to find the killer.
We're going to be excited. Let's be real. We're going to be excited because we've been playing this season specifically. I think it's almost like 3 months at this point.
Has it been that long? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's been five boxes, but you know, with COVID and all that, it's been pretty difficult to, you know, when to get a box, when you can expect it to arrive.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, they've been fairly consistent regardless. Mm-hmm. And we're happy to say that this is our fourth season of Hunt a Killers.
Hunt a Box.
Hunt a Box. Look for those boxes. And we've loved them every time, and they've all been super cool, like themes and stuff like that. So we're very excited to finally get into this one, where we will finally see how and why poor Jake Morgan is no longer fictionally with us. So I'm gonna go ahead and open the box. Yeah.
So what I love about this one is that this boy band's name is just for fun, J4F. And it speaks to me at a very deep level. You know, like, we're part of the fan club here. We have a lot of clues. I'm so excited because this one brings two vanilla folders.
Well, usually one is this is actually going to be the preview for the next season.
Yeah.
So we'll open this one at the end. But this is what comes in the box. So everything that's curated in these boxes are very well, like, branded. You know, they try to really make it feel real. So, as mentioned, the name of the band was Just for Fun. So yeah, it comes in a nice Just for Fun fan club envelope because we're working alongside a fictional fan club president to help determine where poor Jakey, lost his way in terms of staying alive.
Yeah. Like all the people that he might have wronged, mm-hmm, or feel that he might have wronged. Yo, I want to say though, this envelope is stacked.
This envelope is really thick, and it's really sticky, so I had to cut it because otherwise you would just hear me crumble these papers along.
A new kind of ASMR.
Like, so we are going to read through everything. We're going to look at everything together. We're not going to sideswipe stuff. There are things.
What is this?
A
little vinyl?
It's a little
coaster.
It's a coaster! It came with... So it's like a Just for Fun coaster, and it's like rubber. Like, it's definitely a coaster, but it looks like a CD. If you're looking closely at the camera, if you're able to see it, you can see, like, all of the songs here. But it's definitely a coaster. Look at this thing. Look at that. Such fun feelings. Oh, and there's a little... there's a little box, like a little tin in here by, it's a, like a lozenge brand called Little Husky.
I love it.
Oh, that's so cute. There's nothing in it. But it says throat pastilles. Begins working instantly, soothes and relieves, helps keep your voice clear. And it has like a little husky on it. Oh my god, I don't know if you could see it, but look how cute that is. It's a little husky. So we always start off each episode. We kind of like, this is the first time we're looking at this. Obviously, you saw us open the box. So we're going to be reading all of the evidence and stuff together.
Can't wait.
There's a lot of reading involved. And we always start with a letter from the investigator, or in this case, from the fan club president. So, Lisette, yes, you will do the honors.
Yes, I will also do this. Let me get ready. All right. Hey, investigator, this is it. I've done everything I can to gather the right evidence. I've swept the Star Sign offices, scrounged the venue, snooped around Jake's family home. I even met Ollie. Yeah, this girl takes her job very seriously. Okay?
I love her. I love her.
Just to get the information that might help. It's definitely been a journey, and we've made our best efforts. I think we should have enough gear to finally figure out who Jake's killer is. After weeding through a ton of stuff I found and doing some research on my own, I've sent you what seemed the most relevant, which is the coaster.
Okay.
I also reached out to Michelle Gray to see if she could help us get any last bit of evidence, and she pulled some big strings to get us a trace evidence report. You know, I think I've gotten pretty good at detective work since we started, but I'll leave the technical stuff to you. Don't you think we've made a great team so far? Does this mean I'm going to get a part two? We're so close to finding out the truth. There's only a few big questions left. Ever since you decoded that email signature, which you did such a good job.
Oh, dang.
I couldn't stop thinking about Love to Revolt. I bet it's been bugging you too. I mean, they somehow got their hands on that studio recording, which an outsider shouldn't be able to do. So, Love to Revolt had to be someone who was close to Jake, right? And this person obviously has some kind of twisted agenda, and we have proof that some of the people in Jake's life had the potential motivation for murder.
Moidoy.
Any of them is capable of hiding behind a username, which is very true. It's been a problem in our society at this point. It might seem like a stretch, but hear me out. I think the killer and Love to Revolt are one and the same. Don't you think so too? I mean, it would be awful to learn that someone I've seen floating around the fan forum for years would turn out to be Jake's murderer. It's not like I hope that's the case. To think that someone who wanted to hurt Jake might have been lurking around the same community as me and other fans is truly disturbing. There should be some way to learn more about the identity of Love to Revolt, but I don't know how. Maybe poke around the forum and see what you can do. Use meow meow to get on the desktop per usual, and the new case folder password is Mirror. Most importantly, it's time to answer the big question once and for all. Who murdered Jake? Message me the killer's name through the contact shortcut with the subject line Mirror. The world is a very different place than it was when I first reached out to you. At least it is in my eyes. This investigation has given me a lot to think about, but I have to hold on to the one thing that hasn't changed. This feeling in my gut that we can still set this right. Here we go.
Let me see that, because I want to log into our desktop computer and just get it out of the way.
Yes. Let's be ready.
Let's make sure we can log in. And we have officially logged in. Cool.
Yes.
All right. So the next thing in the box is, it looks like a magazine, like a monthly insert. They're old. Look how old they look.
Oh my God.
But it's cute. So it's like made with like real, like it's like a real printed glossy copy of a magazine.
Wait, no. The back part. Whoops, ?
In theaters for Christmas, directed by John Ford. Look at that wolf though. Look at her. I want to be her.
Wait.
Based on the classic Ned Webster musical.
Yes, that was part of the last season that we did.
Was it?
Yeah, remember when we were reading through the newspaper and we had to go through like what was happening that evening?
Oh no.
And we laughed because it was whoops.
You're right. It's a callback. You're so smart. I love that.
Well, it's not just that, it's because like, you know, I live for a good humorous moment.
That is really funny. Oh man. Okay, well, that aside, the front is like a style like, oh, how to be a sophisticated, for a dress for a sophisticated stroll. That's not what we need. The feature inside is this. they look ancient.
They really do.
It's an article feature called Just for Fun Remembers the Legacy of Jake Morgan, and it has the three remaining members of the band, but they're all a little older, so presumably this is like current. Right.
And not with the way that they like use contrast and like all of these like different Photoshop things to make them look so much older.
I mean, but look at like the gray bit. Like you could tell like they've like tinted this. They've done such a great job. Like I love the people at Hunt a Killer so much.
They get it. They speak to our soul.
For sure. Look at these assholes.
I know. Which would be us.
That would be us. Look at them crying. These girls holding signs crying for a fake band anyway. So by Kate O'Leary. Okay. Gabe Fontes, Marcus Tate, and Ollie Stewart of Just for Fun recently invited me to their hotel suite to discuss the passing of Jake Morgan and their plans for the future. We sat on the suite's balcony overlooking the suburban sprawl of Santa Lucinda, the city where it all started, and coincidentally where it all came to a grinding halt. After Just for Fun's reunion show was canceled following the shocking death of beloved band member Jake Morgan, the path of the group's three remaining members seems unclear. Now, after spending months floundering in grief and uncertainty, they've finally discovered their short-term purpose: to hold a memorial concert for Jake Morgan. Okay. The concert, titled Blacklight, will be held in the Santa Lucinda Hippodrome next month. All proceeds will be donated to Rising Youth Charity in Jake Morgan's name. As we delved into conversation, Ollie uncorked a bottle of wine. Marcus opted for a lemon-flavored sparkling water. He noted that he'd done a lot of reflecting on his past with Jake as of late. Jake and I had a complicated friendship, full of pent-up resentments on both sides. At the end of the day, though, that's always what it was, a friendship, Marcus said. When things got really dark for me, especially with my past substance abuse, Jake helped me. It didn't happen right away, but I won't hold it against him. I can't, because he probably saved my life. Marcus lamented that he would never be able to return the favor. The best thing I can do, the only thing really, is to keep Jake in my heart and in my music, he said. Currently, Marcus is working on his first solo album after taking a long hiatus from songwriting. The content, he said, will be more raw than his prior songs and the soundscape comparatively stripped down. The album will be dedicated in part to Jake. Gabe, while still intent on his own creative pursuits, does not plan to remain in town for much longer. After doing some soul searching, Gabe and his wife Anna came to the conclusion that they will be happier in Brazil and will be relocating permanently in 2 months. The music scene in Brazil is incredible, Gabe explained. Boy bands are thriving over there, and I'd like to try managing a group. I want to provide young musicians the kind of mentorship that I needed at their age. Okay. When asked if he would miss his bandmates and the industry connections he'd made in the U.S., Gabe laughed, remarking that modern technology would always let him stay at arm's length, metaphorically. He said he plans on remaining friends with his two former bandmates for the rest of his life. As for the other connections I've made, like I said, I've been doing a lot of soul searching, Gabe continued. Seeing people from my past again has shown me just how much I've grown as a person. I can clearly see now that the ones who propelled me to the top were the most willing to take advantage of me. Moving on is always bittersweet. While Gabe has set his sights on making a new home for himself in Brazil, Ollie is set on cherishing the home he already has. Sometimes people drop out of your life before your relationships with them resolve, said Ollie. It's pretty awful to have things left unsaid, but there are things I can still learn from this. Losing Jake has shown me the importance of spending time with my loved ones and running my dance studio. Misty-eyed, Ollie expressed that no matter the history they had, he would always be thankful to Jake for bringing Just for Fun together again. He then raised his wine glass to his fallen bandmate, to which Gabe and Marcus followed suit. After the silent toast, Marcus, Gabe, and Ollie stood on the balcony and watched the Santa Lucinda skyline. The three men's faces looked much younger than they had only moments ago, as the cool purple tint of the setting sun washed over them. The color seemed to contain all the power and stillness of a memory. It could only be described as ultraviolet.
Wow. Is the name of their album.
Wow, look at that callback.
Oh my goodness.
But that's interesting. So we know that Marcus is continuing with his music, mm-hmm. and we know that Gabe is moving to Brazil permanently, mm-hmm. and Ollie stayed in Santa Lucinda to continue to make his dance studio better. All right.
What else do we have? Okay,
we have a lab analysis, which is probably what the trace is. That the tracing? No.
No. Is it that?
No, this is a... this is a more. Court. This is court writings. It doesn't matter.
We'll get there. All right, so this is from the California State Crime Laboratory. It's from LA, and it's a report analysis. So, investigating officer Gregory Byers, case number, laboratory analyst. I'm gonna say analysis.
Mm-hmm.
Analyst Reggie Johnson. More case number. The victim is Jake Morgan. Okay. First item submitted for examination. FP1. One set of print cards containing prints lifted from a laptop computer. Result of finger mark analysis. Two different sets of finger marks. Here referred to as finger mark sample A and finger mark sample B, were recovered from the laptop keyboard. Prints were collected on October 5th, 2019. Print cards were safely stored at Santa Lucinda Sheriff's Office until the recent analysis request, at which point they were transferred to CSCL. CSCL ran all recovered prints through the IAFIS. A full print of finger mark sample A was returned and confirmed as... Do I say the name?
What does it say?
Confirmed as a person.
Okay.
The laptop's owner and stage manager of the event where the investigation occurred. Armstrong has no prior convictions. Well, there we go, I said it there. So it's the first set of fingerprints were from Kenneth Armstrong. No full prints of finger mark sample B were recovered, and it remains unidentified. Prints were only found on the laptop mouse pad, the enter key, and keys, period, number 1 and 8.
The mouse pad, the what?
The mouse pad, the enter key.
And the keys, period, 1 and 8. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Analysis of finger mark sample A included the following outstanding findings on both pattern and latent prints. Trace amounts of nicotine and ethyl alcohol were detected, likely in secretions from the eccrine glands. Trace amounts of gunpowder were detected.
Hi! Good to see you! Oh, now we're blurry. Oh, no. Oh, no, are we still blurry? Hey, keep reading.
Okay, fine, I'll keep reading. Okay, let's see. Trace amounts of gunpowder were detected within the friction ridges of the prints, indicating they were likely on the digits themselves. Analysis finger mark sample B included the following outstanding findings on both patent and latent prints. Trace amounts of ethyl alcohol were detected, likely secreted from the eccrine glands. Higher concentrations of myristyl myristate, hexadrothamol, comifora mira, and synthetic adhesive were detected with the friction ridges of the prints, indicating they were likely on the digits themselves. Okay.
All right, so that was the laboratory analysis for the set of prints that they lifted from a laptop.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we have, I love reading these.
Okay.
So you want to do it from here?
Sure. We could do it. Okay, so what this is a court outline between James Yarrow versus Bowman Grove Amusement Park.
Yeah.
So what we could do is
I could be the court.
You want to be the court and sure. I'll be Ms. Chen. Okay. So it'll be the court versus Ms. Chen.
Yeah. So if you,
well, Ms. Chen is, I think it's the attorney.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. the prosecutor. Okay.
Yeah. So just really quick reminder, this is from a lawsuit that came up in the last box, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So Yarrow is suing the park for negligence, basically.
Pretty much.
Yeah. They do an accident on one of their things.
Rides. Yeah, one of the rides. So one of the rides went haywire.
All right.
Okay.
You may call your first witness, Ms. Chen.
Your Honor, the prosecution... I got a degree in theater. Your Honor, the prosecution calls Raymond Diaz to the stand. Mr. Raymond Diaz, after having been fully... Having been first duly sworn, did testify as follows. So here's a direct investigation.
Okay, so...
You'll be Raymond Diaz. I'll be Ms. Chen.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Could you please state your name and occupation for the record?
Raymond Eduardo Diaz. I know, that one, like...
Yeah, I love that you were like, Diaz.
Okay. Raymond Eduardo Diaz. Better? I'm an inspector with the California Division of the Operational Safety and Health Administration.
Mr. Diaz, could you tell the court your whereabouts on the afternoon of October 5th, 2019?
See, what happened was I had traveled... That part wasn't there.
That wasn't there.
I had traveled to Bowman Grove Amusement Park to complete a monthly physical inspection on a number of attractions. I arrived at 1:10 p.m. and was escorted to the concert venue area by one of the park attendants around 1:20. I was met by Peter Bowman at the ticket booth outside of the concert venue.
Had you been to Bowman Grove before or had any previous interactions with Mr. Bowman?
No. I'd recently... transferred to the area from out of state. This was my first interaction with Mr. Bowman and my first visit to his establishment.
Can you describe your entire conversation with Mr. Bowman?
I wanted to get right to business, but he made some small talk at first. Of course he did. As I was getting ready to ask about starting the inspection, he suddenly asked me if I wanted to live deliciously. Oh, what the heck?
If I wanted to live deliciously.
The hell is he? Okay, so. I asked what he meant. Oh, me too. I asked what he meant, and he said he had a deep respect for safety inspectors and felt we deserved to be better compensated for our efforts. So you ask him if he wanted to live deliciously?
What?
Is he pouring chocolate on? I don't understand.
Pour this on your wrenches.
And it was a shame that I couldn't live a more extravagant lifestyle. He then asked me if I liked... designer shoes or expensive cars or artisanal caramels from Sweden. Okay. I asked him what he was implying, and he replied that he had not been implying anything.
The Hispanic hunter killer, she says. Mira. It's like, that's what we do here. What do you believe that Mr. Bowman was implying?
I believe that he had a kink.
And then the defense wrote, says, objection, Your Honor. The question calls for speculation.
Sustained.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Diaz, what did you say to Mr. Bowman after that?
I informed Mr. Bowman that I was required to report any attempt at bribery to my direct supervisor. Mr. Bowman insisted I had misunderstood his intent. He then stated that my predecessor hadn't had nearly as big a, I hope the court will forgive my language here, a stick up his ass about this kind of thing. I told him I didn't appreciate his language, which caused Mr. Bowman to raise his voice at me. I raised my voice in return.
What happened next?
We were interrupted by a loud noise from inside the venue. Mr. Bowman hurried ahead of me, and I paused to call my supervisor.
One last question. What was the source of the noise?
A piece of concert equipment had fallen and killed a young man.
The defense. Objection, Your Honor. The question is irrelevant to the case at hand. Thank you, Mr. Diaz. That will be all. Okay. Okay, Bobby, I'm interested in this offer of yours. Right? Could you imagine? I would totally take a nice car. I'm just kidding.
I too would want to live deliciously. Like, what is he offering? I need to stay on this for a moment. I know what his intention was, okay? Clearly, this man has been bribing every inspector ever. That's why everything keeps breaking down and killing people or, like, hurting them in some way. But to ask someone, would you like to live deliciously? It's like, are we going to a buffet? Are you bringing me lobsters? Like, how does one live deliciously?
I just assumed that he was wearing, like, a silk shirt opened in the center.
This was, like, the whole...
It was just a this, and then it was, like...
He had lived deliciously. Right there. Like, I'm going to give you, just imagine
these are the necklaces, but all of this is hair.
All of this, yes. All of this is hair instead of, like, beautiful shirt. And just, like, hair, and it goes up to here.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, this dude being, like, do you want to live deliciously?
Deliciously.
Do you like nice shoes? Caramels from Sweden.
Artisanal caramels from Sweden.
Actually, I'd rather have a meet and greet with all of ABBA, but
that's just me. I know. I mean, like, if you got connects over there, why not?
Caramels from Sweden. Okay. All
right. So now we have an email exchange between Dean Castillo, who was the vocal coach to the band, with Jake Morgan, all in August of the year that he died. So August 30th of 2019.
Name's from beautiful.
Right?
Reading from here down.
Yeah. I was looking at the timestamp to make sure, like, oh god, we can read this backwards. Okay, so I'll read as Dean Castillo, and then you could read as Jake Morgan.
Perfect.
Okay. So this is Dean Castillo to what?
Sorry. Didn't they say it before you?
What you don't know is he's offering his mom's cooking as a free Campina service to everyone who hooks him up. Could you imagine? Yo tengo un palete de con arroz con frijoles. It's delicious.
My mom makes the best black beans. That is what he meant.
That you ever
deliciously, for sure.
She makes tremenda flan with those caramels from Sweden.
Oye, el boliche de ella, el mejor.
Es que no, it cannot. Nothing compares.
Now all these people are like, they're LA Cubans. That's it. Done.
It's over. Done. It's over.
All of these people are now from LA and they're Cuban. Yes, I'm here for it.
Well, his name is very Hispanic, though.
Raymond Eduardo Diaz.
No. Yes. No.
I tried to start in like continued English, and then I got to Eduardo, and I'm like, I don't know how to say this.
Eduardo.
I can't.
Eduardo.
It's Eduardo.
Eduardo.
I grew up in a house with two Eduardos. Like, I can't. Eduardo?
Eduardo Diaz?
I don't like it.
Eduardo Diaz.
Okay, all right. Come on, Dean.
Okay. So this is from Friday. This is all from, all of these are from August 30th. This is at 10 in the morning, 10:36. Hey, Jake. Peter mentioned, oh, then the subject line for this thread is J4F opener.
Hot.
Okay. Hey, Jake. Peter mentioned the new concert schedule didn't include an opener anymore, and he asked me to ask you about it. What happened? Does that mean the show needs a new opening act? If that's the case, you know I can do it. I've been working on some songs that would really fit well, and I think fans would love to hear from the guy who taught J4F everything they know. I'm serious about this, so consider it my formal and written request.
Okay. And then I, Jake Morgan, reply same day at 1:27 p.m. Thanks for the offer, but I decided an opener isn't right for us after all. The concert should be focused on the reunion, and an opening act would just distract from that. Honestly, I don't disagree. People pay to see me with the guys, you know? And no offense, fans might not be thrilled to sit and listen to somebody they've never heard of. Gotta give the people what they want, man. Jake.
Jake, I'm not trying to steal your thunder or anything. I'm just looking for a chance to get up to where you guys are. Look, you don't even have to pay me. Just the exposure will be enough. We can consider it a gift for my birthday next Friday. Or a favor to show your appreciation for all the work I've done. Let's talk it over at the next meeting.
Okay, really quick. Sorry. This man, Dean, is clearly like the worst Virgo ever. Because a Virgo would not do work for free. Absolutely not.
Oh, that's right. We did determine that he was a Virgo.
Yeah. I mean, a week from now.
That's
from
that's 30th? True. Yeah, that's for true. Sure.
Okay. Sorry, Dean, but the answer is still no.
You can't even give me this one little thing after everything I've done for you in the band? I'm sick of lurking behind the curtain.
No one's going to lurk. All right. It's not... Here, thank you, because my eyes... It's not a little thing. This is huge. This concert isn't about proving you can sing. This is our show, and you're not a part of the band. You never have been. So just stick to your job. I don't know why that's so hard for you, but it's always gotten on my nerves. I know Pete broke some promises to you back then or whatever, but that's not my problem. If you want to be on stage so badly, try getting there on your own.
Jake was such a dick.
I love it. I'm here for that. But okay, but let's be real.
I mean, I get it, and I understand. I would say the same thing. Like, I don't... Like, the truth is that this is a reunion. We don't need an opener.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're here to see us. But, like, that's kind of cold to say, like, if you want to get out here, you can... Okay, so now we have what looks like a series. It's a log of cellular calls from Golden State Telecommunications for the account belonging to Rachel Day. Now, Rachel Day, as we recall, right? He's rude as fuck. Whatever. That's why, like... This is the one hunt-a-killer so far that, like...
We don't feel bad.
We don't feel bad for the victim, the fictional victim, because he's such a dick. Yeah, like, everything you learn about him, you're like, who cares?
Yeah, to a certain degree, you're like, I'm glad that this fake person got.
A little bit. Yeah, basically. So, Rachel Day, if we recall, yeah, is the former manager for the band, and she and Gabe had some sort of, love bit. Like a little, like, oh my god, like when they have like kissy pictures in other boxes. Buggies. But he went on to marry someone else, but it seems that there was
unfinished business.
There was unfinished business because we know that she tried to like get them to meet.
Mm-hmm.
We know from the last box, I think it was, or whenever, that we saw that video of mm-hmm. him. We know that he wasn't on stage at the time of the death, whatever. But Rachel is still definitely one of the suspects.
Yeah.
So we have a log of all of her calls. I'm not going to read through all of this, but we do know that there were a number of phone numbers that, like, I think it might be good for us to, like,
wait,
underline the numbers.
This one and this one is the same. Yeah. I think they have both happened, like, in between.
Yeah, so there's two instances where it's the same number that comes up twice, and that is here. The one that was given was at 1:28 p.m.
Oh wait, this one, number 9 and number 23 are the same.
I'm gonna use a different color for that.
Okay.
9.
Oh wait, and number 1. Number 1, number 9, and number 23 are all the same.
Oh, okay. And let me see, 831. Any other 831s? No. 213. No.
Those are the ones.
This will probably come into play later on when we're finally trying to like eliminate her as.
Yeah.
Because these are pinging. It tells you also like where they're pinging from.
Mm-hmm.
And who. So it'll become important. Yeah, there's one from New York.
an incoming call from New York, but all the others are from LA and Santa Lucinda. And no, there's another one from New York City.
It's almost 15 minutes. This one's 35. And then this one is an hour and 40 minutes.
That's a long talk. Okay. Yeah, this will become important later. Let me see. This one was 35 minutes. This was an hour and 37 minutes. And this is on the day of his death.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll hold on to this because we'll need that later.
Actually, can you pass me the...
Stepping away for a quick coffee break. We'll be right back.
This is going to go over the...
Yeah, from another box.
From another box. What do you need?
Pass me the phone document and then the transcription from the court.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. So do you want me to read this while you look at that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, did we disappear? Yes, we did. Hold on.
There we go. What?
Okay, so the last thing, well, there's two other items in the box, but this is the last, like, really big beauty thing, and this is from our favorite tabloid magazine called Spill the Beans. They have been consistently fun, and this one is about Rachel, so it's important that we read this one. You can see there's Rachel on the phone, which is ironic because we got to look at her phone record soon, and there she is with the deceased at some sort of a gala thing. And it says, former manager exposed for slandering her star client. Oh, no. Okay. So a source close to Rachel Day, former manager of the late Jake Morgan, recently informed Spill the Beans that Day admitted on multiple occasions to planting false and incendiary rumors about Morgan. In the wake of poor Jake's death, I simply can't remain silent anymore, began the source, who asked to remain anonymous. Jake doesn't deserve to have his legacy tarnished, especially not by someone he trusted so much. The source went on to present an itemized list of Day's fabrications, completed with the approximate dates Day made them and the publications to which she communicated these stories.
That's gross.
Somebody went above and beyond to fuck her over. Several email exchanges between Day and the source, which were shared with STB, seemed to corroborate these allegations. The vast majority of Day's falsehoods were sent directly to his publication's tip line. Day, of course, had asked at the time to remain anonymous. Day's allegations against Morgan included the star's habitual underpaying of his employees, a litany of selfish demands made of his staff, and a number of violent, substance-driven rampages. If the source's claims are true, the following STB stories published in August and September of 2019 are now potentially false. Jake Morgan is more of a diva than ever. Say what? Say spelled C'SAT. That is say, like say la vie. You're right. I spelled it wrong. Jake Morgan makes staff fly to France for special mineral water.
Mineral. Oh my God. It's amazing.
Jake Morgan pays roadies with autographed headshots.
Honestly, they could make a lot more money with that than we realize.
It's true.
But it's still shitty.
And here comes the diva. Jake Morgan forces bodyguards to carry him bridal style.
I wish. That would be my dream.
Rachel suspected Jake Morgan was looking to drop her for another agent, and she obviously didn't want to lose him given how well he paid her, said the source. So she tried to make Jake seem like an undesirable client for other managers. Day allegedly complained about how cutthroat the industry is while bouncing around these awful ideas for new lies to spread over brunch with the source. When asked for her response to these allegations, Day declined to comment. Spill the Beans has added a disclaimer on all published online articles that contain Day's fraudulent information on Morgan. For archival purposes, the articles will not be retracted. So. I do. Oh, that
I think
the
person, so messy. I think the source is that friend that she, like, there was one of the boxes, I think it was the third box, where they're kind of, like, talking about her day-to-day. Mm-hmm. And she talks about how, like, she met up with a friend. Mm-hmm. I think for, like, mani-pedis and then brunch or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe. Honestly, I would have done the same thing.
That sounds about right.
It's shitty.
And what's this last item that's in the box?
I think it's from the stage, like, it's the stage layout.
Yeah, so basically it's, like, one of those, like, if you're as old as we are, and you, like, went to school with one of those, like, wow, overhead projectors. That's how I look at what I'm talking about. They're, like, those document projectors that would be on, like, wheels that, like, your math teacher would use with transparencies and, like, to, like, teach you how to do math problems. It's that, and it's even see-through and stuff, and it has, like, state, like, directions and stuff.
Yeah.
So we're going to look in previous boxes to see if we have the map to the menu, because I know we do. Get ready for the collection of boxes. The one thing I will say is the boxes get clunky after a while that you have them around. And the worst part is that I didn't organize any of this.
Obviously.
Our frame.
You should put that in your office.
I should. Which one?
But this like
one?
That. The impression. Just like that.
Just like that, you say?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'm looking. This one only has like.
No, I think.
Yeah, did you organize these again?
Not really. Maybe that? No, I think it was the other box. The first one? Do you have any more boxes?
Yes.
Okay. We're missing a box. But Jen didn't come the box. I only experienced that once. My Hispanic Catholic didn't believe in technology. Oh my god.
So you didn't get to... Oh my god. I really, really only remember them from like math classes.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
No, I remember them from math too. And I think I had, like, my physics class. I did that one time, too.
Look, Rachel Day's card.
Yeah.
Call me. Oh, we had the phone number. Oh, that's her phone number. 5266. So we.
Yeah.
That's not exciting. Okay. We should have organized. But we didn't. So you're going to watch us get real messy. And I know there's another box, right? So many had to killer boxes. You guys, you don't even know. You don't even know. All right, so here's the big venue, but this is too big for that.
Yeah. No, there was one that was like
this one.
Could it be?
Yeah. Yeah, this is it. Yeah.
Wow. Let's take it here. For our fellow millennials, let's talk about our trauma.
Oh my god, too many boxes.
8.1, double check.
I gotta put these somewhere else. Maybe we have to revisit these. You know, there were other times that we played this so many times, and I can't believe I didn't even think, like,
you have organized. Where's her card? Her business card? It's okay. I got space over here.
Okay.
We're good.
But yeah, I remember those fondly. And then whenever your teacher was like, can you come up here? Here's your business card. Oh, if you want to come here and try to work out the problem, you would have to go up to the thing, and it was like this bright light in your eyes, and you're holding like this little dry erase marker, and you are actively looking at your classmates because you're facing them as you're writing this and mm-hmm. being like, I got this wrong, and you'd like look for help and nobody would help you. Maybe that was just me. Perhaps.
No, this is someone else's phone number, because her phone number
is that one.
Is this one.
So then who's 5266? What is it? 5266?
I think it's
5266 is one of the numbers.
Yeah, I know.
I would imagine it would be gay.
In front of the class? Yeah, I dreaded having to get up in front of the class, especially to do math.
You didn't have to get up in front of the class, man.
No, I did, but like I hated doing it just to do math. And like, all things considered, I love math now.
You do. You're really good at math.
Thanks. It's easier than like...
She's always the like resident, like, I'm gonna split the bill for everybody. That's her, because my brain just doesn't...
I love a good calculation moment now.
Isn't that crazy? You know what? Youth is wasted on the young. Alright.
I think this is...
You think it's Dean? But what would tell us that? So, okay. Now that we also have the site open. We have the website open. And I was clicking around to see if there was anything I saw that was new. And I don't see anything new. Because here we had that weirdly anonymous email. Which was the audio file that we heard last time. I guess it would be the website. Let's see the J4F website. And see what's going on there in the forum. A Blacklight concert.
Nice.
I'm literally so excited. It's really cool that they're doing this. I almost cried when I heard they probably worked so hard planning this. I know it's gonna be so fun, but like, since it's a memorial too, everyone's gonna cry, and I'm not prepared for the roller coaster by my chance. I'm not either. Ollie-oop. 111.
Wow.
Is anybody selling old merch? Let's see. I'd kill any one of you to get my hands on that one shirt from the early tour days.
I'd kill one of you, Jesus.
I dug up an old piece of creative writing. Oh, this we read this one, right?
I think so, yeah.
This is like written in the stars. It's like a fan fiction. Does anyone have... See, here's the live stream of Gabe during when he died. I don't understand what we're... I mean, besides just sending in the results. Now, we could always do a thing where we look up hints.
Yeah, I think...
Are we at that point?
No, I think I figured it out.
What do you mean? We figured it out?
Yeah.
How did you figure it out? What did you figure out? You figure out the phone numbers?
Yeah, so... It's not Dean.
How do you know?
It's your cutie with a booty.
Oh, it's my Gabe?
Yeah.
It has to be Gabe, because that's the only one that she really cared about. She only cared about, like, making amends with her young love, her young... And we know that he was with her at the time, right? No, he wasn't with her at the time, but he did.
She says that she was on the phone during the break, which... Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me see. They started at 1:20, and at 1:30, it happened.
So where was she at 1:30?
She was on the phone. So she has two back-to-back calls.
Okay, and one is with the number that said we should talk when you're ready to talk, and the other one is with the same person that she spoke with that morning. And she spoke with that person for 35 minutes. So she was on the phone. Well, 1:30, that call was 8 minutes long.
Yeah.
That was a long call. And then she talked to them again for 5 minutes.
Can you look at his video? Does it say a time? Hot. Me taking a picture.
Let's see. Forum.
One 29. Yeah. Oh.
So we know that he wasn't talking to her. Because then he would have been on this call. Because she was on that call for 8 minutes. So who is that person?
Which one was the box that had the card?
Oh, honey. I don't know. This one?
This one? Oh, maybe? Honey.
This one? Maybe. I don't know. What are you looking for?
I'm trying to recall that episode, right? Like that box. Mm-hmm. Who left that note for her? And I think it was Gabe, yeah, because they were like having their whole like little moment. But then he says there that.
That like, they were, yeah.
Hold and on. He's on it for a minute.
Let's see. What is this? Okay.
Can you pass me the box?
Now I've got some time. We're currently rehearsing for the Just for Fun reunion concert. I know so many of you excited to see us getting back together, so I decided to do this quick live and share a little bit of what's on. It's been amazing to be back with the guys, and to be honest, I feel very lucky and blessed to be doing this, and I can't wait to share it with all of you. Just remember, it will be one night only, and it will be the night of a lifetime. And I can't wait to see beautiful, smiley faces in the crowd. That's right. Oh, and speaking of beautiful, I wanted to take this time to say a big happy birthday to my amazing and gorgeous wife, Anna. Happy birthday, my love. And you truly complete me, and I can't live without you. Okay, it looks like they're getting ready to start again. So sorry, everyone, but it looks like I should go. I'll do this sometime soon, though, I promise. All right, everyone, go tell my wife a big happy birthday. Love you guys. See you soon. Ciao, ciao.
Can you imagine that he killed this guy and his wife's birthday? It's somewhere in one of those boxes, definitely. Whatever for sure, we're looking for.
Sure. We're in the usual, let's go through all of the boxes and see what we can find.
Dude. Oh, God. You know, it's important if you decide to take up this hunt to kill her experience, you know, make your life easy. Organize your shit. Like, have all of the news articles in one thing. Have all of the letters in another thing. You know, like, help yourself. Because we obviously didn't help ourselves at all. And this is important. Why is this important?
I think that's...
Because somebody had to double check where this was going to fall. They thought he was going to be up there.
Yeah.
Revenue open. Oh, venue open. 9:30 crew. Oh, God. It's somewhere in one of those boxes. I don't know what it is. But yeah, because of the thing. We're just looking and through the boxes. First box. Huh?
Yeah, this is the first box.
You sure?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the one that had all of, like, the other. And then that box, have we looked through it? Toastbusters.
Just had that weird contract issue.
Yeah.
We never figured out if this would, like, blacklight something. We did get one of these.
Everyone's just favorite.
Just for fun. And it's a little black light. What's that? This is their... Jake and Gabe having fun. Look at them. Just living their best living existence. Oh, everything's so blurry. Want me to open the hints? Want me to open the hints? The hints are not gonna tell us the answer unless we click on the thing that says tell me the answer.
I have a feeling
that tonight's gonna be a let's see. Where do I go? Hunt a killer.
I know that it's not Dean that she is on the phone with or anything.
We're going to look at the hints, okay? We're going to look at the hints. I'm not going to look at the solutions. I'm sorry. Okay.
You're right. A little hint never hurt anybody.
Let's look at the trace evidence report one more time.
Is it over there?
Okay. This was from a laptop computer. Two sets of fingerprints were referred to as sample A and sample B and recovered from the laptop keyboards. Prints were collected on October 5th. Print cards were safely stored in Santa Lucinda. Full print was returned and confirmed. Okay, so to Kenneth Armstrong, who was the laptop's owner and the stage manager of the event where the investigation occurred. Armstrong had no prior convictions. 1-8... Okay, so the traces of nicotine, ethyl alcohol were detected, likely from secretions from the eccrine glands. Trace evidence amounts of gunpowder were, so that was in sample A. Sample B had the ethyl alcohol, higher concentrations of mistrate and hexahydroxymuramira and synthetic adhesive was detected. It has to be from this because on the back of this little husky thing, just for the record, all I read was the trace evidence thing and it said, look at what was on the fingerprints. On this package for throat pastilles, one of the ingredients in the lozenges is myrrh. Comifora mora. Yeah, which is one of these things. So this was Dean. Right? Look at where it says, look at Dean's report. Didn't he say that he was getting tea or something?
Yeah. And lozenges.
And lozenges?
I believe so, yes.
And the prints indicate... Okay. So he entered 0.1 and 8, which means that he moved
everything
because according to this,
According to this, if you look really closely, this is the overlay that came in the box. This is the old map that we found finally in one of the other boxes. It says here, this is where Jake Morgan was supposed to be standing. And if you look here, it says 8.1 or 8.2. Sorry, I have something open that's going to make noise. And the buttons that were pressed were the period, the 1, and the 8. So that means that somebody could have adjusted where it was on the laptop, because it was on the stage manager's laptop. And the only person who would have that trace on them had to be Dean, if he was getting lozenges, right?
Yeah. He said that he had lozenges, but that he wouldn't go, he knew that Jake wouldn't go for them, so he made him tea instead.
Exactly.
You want to send an email?
I think it's time to send an email to Gray Investigations.
I think we have to write a camera.
We gotta write. Okay. Let me get out of here. So what we're doing is going into the contact page to send a message. Okay. What's his full name?
Castillo.
All right. We're going to send his name, and let's see if we get a response back. Okay. All right. We did get a response. God, you're right. Dean killed Jake. He made that stage accident happen and killed him. For so many years, he was bitter about never being a part of the band, and he took out all his jealousy and resentment on Jake. As soon as I got your email, I told Michelle everything we've uncovered. She called the police and gave them the evidence, and well, let's say you've got to see this. And there's a video, so let's open the video.
Oh.
Okay. Oh God, it's basically a video that seems to be from like a like
Entertainment Tonight.
Like Entertainment Tonight. Okay.
An employee of Star Sign Entertainment has been arrested on suspicion of murdering Jake Morgan, former member of Just for Fun. A source revealed that Dean Castillo, former vocal coach of the early 2000s boy band, was allegedly behind the sudden and gruesome death of the beloved star. This development comes as a shock to Jake's many fans who were unaware that the tragedy was being investigated for foul play. It looks like someone out there had a reason to believe that Jake's death wasn't an accident, and we have them to thank for bringing this chilling news to light. We'll be keeping a close eye on this story as it unfolds. You can follow every development right here at Spill the Beans.
Jeez, could it be louder?
It's over. It's really over. I'm so, so, so relieved.
Honestly, so are we.
Jake can rest in peace now that his killer is being brought to justice. It feels surreal to have had a hand in solving my idol's murder. Working the murder case of someone I idolized for so long has shown me things I never wanted to see. Now I get why it's important for stars to keep the rest of us at arm's length sometimes. I'm glad I was able to peek behind the curtain, but all in all, I'm ready to leave it behind. I meant to tell you, I had to make a tough decision recently. Ollie reached out to me to invite me to the Blackout Memorial Concert. He said he could save me a ticket as a way to thank me for looking into Jake's death and caring about the band. Crazy, I know. And I thanked him, but I turned down the ticket.
Wow, Shannon.
I'll always love J4F, and I owe them so much. But I think it's time for me to close this chapter of my life.
Growth.
I'd like to explore something new and, hopefully, totally different. Hey, maybe I'll even look into a career in criminal justice. I don't have to figure it out just yet, though. Right now, I just want to thank you for all of your help. None of this would have been possible without you. I would still be stuck exactly where I was, just wondering if I would ever know the truth. I'm sure you have another case to start working on, so I won't keep rambling on. Just know I really appreciate all that you've done. I hope we cross paths again soon. Shannon.
We did it.
And we didn't have to really look into the hints. Well, we did a little bit. Wow, that was really great.
We were so close, though.
That was a really cool case. I really liked this one. Oh, I really liked this one a lot. I feel like it was a really nice nostalgic
It was kind of like kind of easy. It wasn't an easy series, but this was probably one of the easiest seasons that we've had. Yeah, we've had harder ones. But this one's definitely the most nostalgic.
For sure. Without a doubt. I mean, it's about boy bands. Come on.
Yeah, it was really cute. It was really fun, and I'm glad we did it. And I mean, so far we've done, like, the past seasons that we've had were based on, I'm saying this because we're going to open the final envelope soon. The first season was about the 80s, right? Mm-hmm. It was like the 80s.
It was a reunion class.
It was a reunion, like high school reunion. The second one was about a trip to like an outdoor like wilderness. I did that one by myself, mm-hmm. sadly, because I was at the beginning of the pandemic. The third season was about a theater. It was about an old theater, like solving like an 80-year-old murder.
Yeah.
And then this one.
Yeah.
So I'm really curious to see what the next theme is. You go ahead and do the honors,
okay,
please.
All right, let's go. Come on, Manila. A community together to honor one we have lost to the sea. Beth Ferris Hendricks, please join us Friday at dusk for a candlelight vigil at Ballantine's Bluff, organized by the Navigators Club of Mallory Rock. Hello, investigator. Once you've closed your current case, I've got another one for you. I'm having the client reach out to you directly. She lost her sister and doesn't believe her hometown officials have investigated it properly. From what I've seen, I agree with her. Michelle Gray.
Ooh. Okay.
Is there anything else?
No.
I hope we get a compass.
I hope we get one, too.
Just send us outside.
I want them to be like, look at the sun. And we're like,
ugh. And then you put this over it and you tilt it.
All right. So I guess somebody who died like on a boat.
Okay. Now in my head I have, I'm on a boat, motherfucker, don't you ever forget. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You are who you are.
I am who I am, okay? SNL is life.
Just when you thought it was over. I mean, this season, yes, is over. We've had a great time. We look forward to doing these. This is also really fun for us to do because... Yeah. We've been doing them for so long, and it gives us an opportunity to do something fun and not, like, worry too much about, like, the current events and everything. And I like doing these with you.
Me too. And it's a good way to, like, just chat and, like, have fun because, you know, like, we could play video games and stuff, but we're both very focused when it comes to that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Sometimes it's nice to have some stuff in your hands and read and, like...
And write things and, like... Look for codes,
make mm-hmm. your brain work and put to clues together.
It brought us back to like our high school day, or actually our entire like elementary, middle, and high school life with the projector, with the thing. Oh my god,
yeah, all of it. It was a full circle, all of those uncomfortable years of uncomfort, double discomfort.
Wow,
But yeah, so if you've been following us along on this journey, we are so thankful that you have. And we look forward to playing more of these with you. We look forward to playing more games in the future. If you have any games that you think would be really good for us to explore. Yeah,
especially on this platform. I want to keep exploring Twitch, okay?
Yeah. We're definitely going to start playing with Twitch a bit more, and we'll see where it goes. If this is a format that you like, please let us know. You can email us. You could follow us on here on Twitch. You could send us a message. You could send us a message on Instagram, where we're at Baby Lambs Podcast. Mm-hmm. If you email us, we're at babylambspodcast@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. We would love to hear from you and hear your suggestions and things that you're interested in. We can take them on and explore them ourselves.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else you want to say?
That's it. Just thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time to join us. We love this platform, and we just want to keep using it.
Yeah, we love this platform. We love these games.
And look, I'm glad that you enjoyed them too. Like, I see, yeah, you played it once and it was fun, right? These are so much fun. I mean, I don't know if everyone's meant to do every season like we
yeah,
are.
Yeah, well, they also sell, like, one-shots at Target, right?
They do sell one-shots at Target for Hunt to Killer. So if you're not committed to doing, like, an entire, like, season. Multi-month season, then you could buy, I think we played one of the one-shots yeah, once, mm-hmm. and it was really fun. And you could just play it with your friends and find a killer that night, have some drinks, listen to, they yeah. usually come with some sort of music playlist too, so you can enjoy it with some ambiance. Yeah. Really can't thank Hunt a Killer enough for being so much fun and cool, yeah. and cool to work with too.
And if you yeah. want to do it, we have our own code with them. So, yeah. you know, you get 20% off your first box if you input Baby Lambs Podcast.
No, just Baby Lambs.
Just kidding. She does. She's the one that does this all the time.
Yeah.
So, just kidding. Let's go back. Let's rewind. Take that out of your mind. And we're back. So, our coupon code with Hunt a Killer is Baby Lambs in all caps.
In all caps. Yeah. You can earn 20% off your first box.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you guys again. I think we've said that enough. We're gonna finally let you go.
Yeah.
Have if you're listening to this as a recording, thank you for listening to us. We hope that you'll follow us next time. We always post new episodes every Friday, mm-hmm. so keep a lookout for that, and we will see you in the next one.
Who do you
think you guys are? We're your friends. We love you. We still want to hang out with you. That's still happening. Good. I'll make you sit good.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Baby Lambs Podcast. Artwork created by Janabel Art. You can follow her on Instagram at Janabel Art, or you can follow her studio at Studio Nami Tattoo. Music created by Daniel LaCosta and produced by Sunset Studios Miami. You can follow them on their Instagram at Sunset Studios Miami.
And you can follow us on Instagram via our handle at Baby Lambs Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter at Baby Lambs PCast or Baby Lambs Podcast. You can find us now on iTunes and Google Play and even on CastBox, which is actually a really cool app. Also by finding us via our handle, Baby Lambs Podcast, or by visiting our website at babylambspodcast.com. Thanks again for listening.